After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to the Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 2, Episode 2, titled Warts and All. So please stay tuned because we have a very special guest.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, that was so much nicer than my intro last week.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no, that is not what I meant. I was like, oh, yeah, to this song.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, I killed that intro.
Thank you so much for tuning in again to the Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. Before I introduce my phenomenal panel, I want to introduce our special guest, Laura Bell Bundy.
Yeah!
Thank you so much for being here. Oh. I told you, yeah. We're all really excited. Becca's like, yes. So where can everyone find you on social media for those that don't know?
It's very simple. It's just at Laura Bell Bundy.
Oh, wow.
On everything. At Laura Bell Bundy Twitter, at Laura Bell Bundy Instagram, at Laura Bell Bundy Facebook. I mean, it's just, that's the deal.
You know what? That's pretty awesome. Like, God must love you.
Well, I got lucky. I got in early on the I'm going to capture my name thing.
It's good. So
it's good.
Own it. You know, but you can call me LBB if you're nasty, so.
Oh, I like that. Well, guys, of course, I have Keaton here next to me. You know, she did lead hosting last week, and she's only going to be here on and off throughout the season.
Yes.
But I'm going to be taking the reins, and thank you for introducing us to all these fans, you know, to wedge the gap here. We didn't want to come on a bunch of strangers. But now, hopefully you like us, and you're still going to see your beloved Keaton.
I'll be here as often as I can be, but yes, I'm happy to pass the torch to you for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But you guys, again, I'm Keaton Markey, and I'm so excited to be back again this week. All you idiot hookers out there, I thank you so much for all your tweets throughout the week. Really, really appreciate it. I love talking about Scream Queens, but you guys can follow me all over social media, similar to LBB.
Nasty.
It's just my name, at Keaton Markey. I have a weird name, so that's
You have a great name.
Thank you. It's weird, and so I control. I have full control of it.
It sounds like a hotel. It's beautiful.
It does.
All right, Becca, on to you.
Well, my name is too popular to have. I feel like too. Like a handle with just my name, so my Twitter and Instagram is Becca B Talks TV,
and that you do,
and that's like a song. That was adorable.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog catslipstickla.com.
And guys, you know, we have Keaton here on the live chat. It was not working last week, but it is now, thank God.
Yay.
Thank God. So we are going to be, you know, looking at your comments. Please ask our special guest, Laura Bell Bundy, as many questions as you want, because she is here.
Because I'll answer all of them,
yeah.
Even about, like, random stuff.
I have this really good feeling about you.
Yeah. We were just, like, literally talking to her about her first kiss was not Jumanji, but that was supposed to be your first kiss. And
yeah,
then you
it could have
one.
Been in the movie Jumanji, and I was in a total panic trying to figure out how I could keep it from being an on-screen kiss as my very first kiss. So.
And mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
So, like,
good girl.
Job.
Shout out to Hunter Garner and his four kids.
Have you seen him since? Like,
I have.
Yeah? What was that like?
Well, we were both from Kentucky, and there was five years ago, I guess, there was an SEC tournament in Nashville when I was living there, and he was there. I had an extra ticket. Like, his mom and I are still friends on Facebook, and she was like, well, Hunter wants to go. And so I said, well, I've got an extra ticket. So I met him there and hung out with him and had a great time and was like, I don't know what I was thinking at 14, but still goes down in the book as one of the best kissers ever.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey. This is the thing. When your first kiss is really good, like, it's...
High bar. Second kiss,
high.
Worst kiss
yes!
I've ever had.
Same thing, yes, same thing happened to me. Glenn, great kisser. After that, no.
Yeah, for any new viewers, Keaton's here, first kiss. I mean, you said it first, so it was Glenn Powell, Chad Radwell. Anyways, but talking...
They had a sleepover.
It's exciting. Sorry, it's super exciting. Talking about, though, like, you getting your role on this show. You know, you've done a lot of cool stuff. Like, we told you before the show started, yeah. We're all big Legally Blonde musical fans, and I'm a big Hearted Dixie fan, you know. So, did you get a call from Ryan Murphy, or, like, how does this happen? Because I have, like, fantasies about Ryan Murphy just being like, hello, be on my show, and everyone's like, yes!
It didn't work like that, although that's what would have happened if he had called me and said, be on my show. I'd have been like, yeah!
Anything for you.
Funny enough, I'm in Fuller House. I'm in an episode of Fuller House this year. I play Joey's wife, basically. Spoiler! And I'm introduced on Thanksgiving, so I was asked to come in for this character. It was Nurse George, which ended up becoming Nurse Thomas. And all I got was she was a nurse. It was a recurring character. I was like, okay, I can't come in. I'm working. So I just had like a couple pages, and I was like, let me just put this on my tape in my trailer with like an iPhone. And that's what I did. And I tried like three different versions. I even had like a Russian lady, a version of her. Like I was just like, I don't know what this character is. And I just sent the thing, and they were like, well, you booked the job and we'd love to have you do the show, and you're working with Jerry O'Connell. And this was the craziest thing, is that I went to this, I'm from Kentucky, and I spent majority of my life in Kentucky, but there were 5 years of my life that I lived in New York City, and I was doing theater in New York, and I went to this school called the Professional Children's School, PCS. And when I was in like fourth and fifth grade, Jerry O'Connell was in high school, and I was like, Jerry O'Connell.
You wanted to
when
kiss
him. When I found out I was working with him, I was like, it was really funny. He also is probably one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. Have you ever met him?
I haven't, but I've, you know, dreamed about it a little bit.
He is hysterical. He's hysterical and also is like the nicest guy in the world. He walks around with the crew and he's like, hi, I'm Jerry. Nice to meet you. It's like, okay, yeah, okay, wow. I feel like you make me feel like I thought I'm pretty nice to people on set, but he makes me look like I'm like, you know,
oh my God,
like Mother Teresa or something, a recluse.
I love her.
He's
this
pretty
is
amazing.
So,
yeah. But so yeah, and then it just was like, hey, you know, we might keep bringing you back. So that's kind of the deal.
Hey, and I feel like Ryan Murphy is good to his people that he keeps.
His Broadway people. Yeah, no, I think.
Bringing them back.
It's once you're in the family, I think, you know. I had a good time so far.
Can I ask a really random question, though?
Sure.
You were a Boats, Boats, Boats girl.
Yes.
Which is, like, probably, like, How I Met Your Mother was, like, one of my favorite things ever. What, does that still follow you around?
It just did, like, a couple weeks ago. I was in Canada shooting a movie, and I was in this beautiful place called Kelowna, British Columbia. And it's kind of Napa Valley of Canada, except for there's also lakes. It's, like,
gorgeous.
Stunning. And there was a winery that I went to that's, like, a very world, Mission Hills, like, world famous, like really amazing wines, beautiful place. I'm having a wine tasting. I leave and I have lunch, and then I come back to get the wine I've purchased because I purchased wine because I like to drink.
There's nothing wrong with that.
In fact, I came here tonight to keep me from drinking. So this guy comes up to me and he's like, were you? Typical How I Met Your Mother fan too. Were you? He definitely watches Big Bang Theory too. You know, were you Becky on How I Met Your Mother? Were you like, did you say Boats, Boats, Boats? But he said Becky. It was like, oh my gosh, you Googled it.
No.
You were like, who was Boats, Boats, Boats?
No, I feel bad.
Which is, it's really funny to be on a show like that and have such a coin phrase that people will see me and go, boats, boats, boats. It's really funny. I did rent a boat there too.
That
funny, and I love driving, but like I I love boats.
You enjoy being, like, you enjoy boats.
I like to be a captain of boats.
Well, that
I had to ask her. The first commercial ever booked in L.A. was a mattress commercial, but it was very similar to kind of the boats thing. And everybody, all my friends were like, you're going to be, like, the new boats girl. And I was like, hey, I'm that
beds, beds,
now.
Beds.
Beds, beds, beds.
Well, it's not a bad thing to be at all. Neither is a doctor. Let's just say, neither is a doctor.
No, it's not. No.
In a hospital, two hot ones. I'm a big fan of these.
I'm a huge fan of
of hot doctors. Me too.
They who always isn't? Yeah. Bring in all the hot doctors. And to AfterBuzz TV, we're accepting guests. That fill out an application.
I am a hot heart doctor.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, we could start our own show like the Chanels were planning.
talking about hot dogs.
To our producers.
Yes, we'll talk to you guys later.
Or
all right.
We can start like a version of The Bachelor or something.
Yeah, we'll have a dating show. Yeah, I'll be the first doctors. Bachelorette. Thank you.
Okay,
you
all right. Stay back in line. Let's start with the beginning of the episode, of course. Our fave, I think. I love Chanel No. 5, especially this season. Totally same. Digging her, you know, her opening scene with her telling everybody, I didn't do it. How could I have done it? And there's, you know, the idiot detective that didn't probably graduate, you know, from high school. And I love that Munch comes in and is like, do you need to graduate high school to be a detective? No.
No.
Nope. Not at all. And, you know, Chanel just number five. It still bothers me that I can't really call them by, you know, I write notes and I'm like, number three, number five, then just Chanel. I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, like, numbers.
I just remember, like, last season when we first started, it was so hard. It took us maybe, like, four episodes to actually get it right.
Because
like,
there were a lot of
Chanels last.
Too many Chanels.
Did you watch season one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, I had only seen the pilot movie at first. And now, you know, I've had to take all this time to catch up because I'm not great with keeping up on my TV on time.
But this is a good one, right?
Oh my God! So funny. Here's the thing that's so great about being on this show is that if I had just seen the show in the first season and then been at, like, I would have been so obsessed. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so my sensibility. It's so campy. It's ridiculous. I mean, the lines are always so surprising and quotable.
Yes.
They're just, it's like such a guilty pleasure. It's like a complete, like, oh, to my heart. And I love this. I loved John Waters growing up, and there's some twisted kind of John Waters stuff going
absolutely.
On with this.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so many of the references, too, I'm always like, you're writing this for me, Ryan. Like, you literally are writing this for me. Everything I've watched, everything I've seen and been obsessed with, you're making random remarks that are like a split second long that many people might not catch, but I'm catching them, and I'm like, you're writing this for me.
And also the background music during some of the creepy scenes.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Great music choices for the show.
Absolutely. We also get to see a lot of Zayday this episode, and of course Chamberlain. What do we call it, Nurse Chamberlain?
I love her. She
Zayday, yeah,
Zayday, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's I don't know, but this is the thing I'm worried about Zayday with this season is I feel like they're literally just throwing her back into the same exact role she was last season, and I felt like her character kind of just became a little boring last season. I don't want that to happen because I think she is kind of like the normal person or like surrounded by all these crazies. And so I just, they need to give her some things here and there, I feel like, to make sure she doesn't become just super.
It's
vanilla.
Really hard. As hard as an actor when you're given, you have to play that. Somebody has to be grounded.
Yeah.
There has to be somebody that the audience trusts so that all the crazy can work around them. Like there's some,
Yeah.
we can do. What stinks about that for the actor playing that role is it's always the most boring part.
And Kiki Palmer is so great.
Oh, she's so great, especially when she gives attitude. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if there's a way that she can, like, add a little less sauce in there.
I felt like we got a little bit this episode, but I just don't want her. I don't want to lose it because it's like, Zadig, I don't go, like, just flat on us.
I'm not saying she is, but I do think it's really cool when, like, characters like that end up being the villains of the show.
Yes. And I know a lot of fans have written some stuff. Because it's like, you know, Denise comes back this episode, which we'll get into. But she says it was like, Zayday, Zayday, Zayday the whole time.
She's never going to drop it.
And so honestly, you know, maybe we shouldn't drop it. I don't know. Maybe not. I was thinking, because I illegally watched it and probably super messed up my computer before I got here. Because, you know, I like to watch it twice. Right. And I wanted to watch it East Coast. And I was watching and I was thinking, Zayday, you know, you're doing all of this because you're guilty. Who, you know, who goes around putting blame on other people randomly? She's like, hey, Chamberlain, I need a, you know, like, I need a witness to say that I was going around and I was curious.
It would be funny if they did, if she ends up being the killer, because last season it was all, like, everybody thought she was the killer for the longest time, and then
she
wasn't.
I never did, but now I do.
You think she's?
I think she could be.
It's possible. I'm not sure if she's my number one suspect right now, but I definitely think it's possible because they are making her out to be the normal one, keeping it all together, trying to solve the mystery. Like, those characters never end up being, like, 100% good, you know? Mm-hmm. Aside from last season, the main character that didn't end up being good, but yeah.
Same thing with Jolly Candyman.
No, I don't trust him. He's shady.
He's a ghost. He's a ghost.
That is a great point. I'm not going to lie to you, because either he is the killer, which is too obvious, or he is way too jolly and weird.
And Zayday sees dead people. That's it.
Okay. Ooh. We're pulling out Sixth Sense over here. I see this.
I don't know.
I like that.
So, Laura, do you, like, not that you would ever be able to tell us anything, but, you know, they're still shooting the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Do you get to know anything, or just on the episodes that you're on?
Just the episodes that I'm on, I get sent a script that has my name put on it.
Watermark.
That has, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you anything. And even this particular episode, we shot this, there's a lot of shooting out of order, and because there's all these different guest stars that are not technically committed to the show, they shoot out of order just so they can have the people available. Mm-hmm. And so we were all over the place. We actually shot the second episode while they were shooting the first episode. Oh. And then they shot, like, while they were shooting the third episode, we went back to finish, like, some other... It was kind of all over the place, the first couple of episodes, and I don't know if they're still doing that, but they hadn't finished the script. So I only got...
So you only get your, like, your
I only
part.
Got what I got. Now, then I got, like, a week later, I got other episodes, but it's...
You guys, her sounds hair confusing. Is full of secrets.
My hair is changing all the time. Like, people were like, oh my god, is that you with a brown wig? Like, what is going on?
I feel like we're going to see every Halloween party you ever attended as this nurse.
Yeah.
And, like, every time you're going to have a cooler costume.
I have a funny story, though.
Yes. Okay, go.
Do you know what that story is?
The Instagram?
Yeah.
Link? Yeah.
So, this episode, I'm, you know, it's Halloween the next year. I'm dressed up as Uranus. The joke never got old, by the way. I was like...
Who's anus,
I
though?
Was like... yeah, it's Uranus.
Oh, it was mine?
It's
I'm so
my
flattered.
Uranus. Yeah. But it was just... Everything was like a joke about Uranus the whole day. And while I'm running away from the green meanie, I'm in this, like, skin-tight little black spandex with high heel shoes and leg warmers that were kind of, like, going over the, and I'm running on hospital floor. And I have this, like circular foam board on this side with, like, ties and a foam board on that side. So it's, like, going around like this. When the green meanie came to run after me and I started screaming that ridiculous run I did.
No.
I did it the first time. The director comes to me and he's like, I just want you to be terrified now. Terrified. I'm like, you got it. So I'm working myself up, like, straight up Blair Witch Project happening in the corner. And they're like, action. I start running and taking off and running and taking off. And I somehow slipped or tripped or something on my leg warmer or the ground or whatever. And I went completely airborne.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't get my hands around Uranus. And I was, like, half-cocked. And I landed, like, all on my side without being able to, like, break my fall. To this day, I have pain on my hip. It hasn't healed yet. And I dislocated my shoulder. So I'm lying on the ground. I'm lying on the ground like this. And I can't move. Because I'm in this part. Like, I can't move because I'm stuck on the ground with this round foam board thing.
So you weren't supposed to, because they used a shot when you fell in the show.
Yeah, I've fallen on Uranus.
So you were supposed to fall.
I was not supposed to fall. I was supposed to fall. Okay. That was after I, like, went airborne. It was the run from him. So I was like, so yeah, you guys made me scare the crap out of myself. And then I dislocated my shoulder. So that night, I had to stop. They had to go on to other scenes. I had ice packs everywhere. The producer come down and like, are you okay? Are you going to sue us? No, I'm not fine. And you know, I'm like, something feels weird. I think I did something weird. Now, I'm the type of person that, like, I've broken an elbow in the first 20 minutes of doing a Broadway show and didn't know I broke an elbow. And I was like, oh, I think I jammed something. And I kept doing the whole show. So I don't have, when it comes to physicality and when I'm working, I have no sense of the fact that I've hurt myself because my adrenaline kicks in. And I'm like, yeah, I think I feel okay. But, like, let's just keep going. Let's get the shots. And I have to get stabbed. I have to go, like, 6 more hours. And then I went to the hospital after that. And I was in a sling and a bikini the next day.
Yeah.
And had to dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. Because of Uranus.
Because of
Uranus.
Well, I fell on Uranus.
I have to say that scream was great in the whole running thing.
It was. When you came into the party with everyone and, like, you're like, everyone's about to be murdered. Ah! And everyone's like, ah!
Oh, I know. It was
funny. Oh, that was so funny.
The run killed me because I love this, like, this dramatic, terrified scream, and then just you going, the best.
Which is why, because I went with the comedic choice first, the director was like, now be terrified. The problem was, after I fell, which was right, I never got through a second time to fall. They didn't have that option. They had to go with the ridiculous, like,
I loved
whatever.
That
was great.
I did, too. I thought it was really, really amazing comedy, and yes. I'm sorry that you hurt yourself, but at least you know it was for something fantastic.
Oh, whatever.
I think everyone agrees.
And the footage looks great.
Yes.
Somebody, Sylvana Dill says, I have broken my elbow, and I knew. So, props to you for continuing with the Broadway show.
I'm that person who doesn't know either, yeah.
Next, I want to talk a little bit about number 5 and our Tyler Pimple Man. Because at first I kept on writing Pimple Man in my notes, and I was like, Tyler. His name's Tyler. He has a name. And his name, you know, also...
And I have to say, of course, that's Colton Haynes. Like,
there we
the
go.
Costume.
I love it. I love when they showed his picture, and you're like, oh, Colton, that's not just any random person.
Yeah.
Who knew? And under all that.
I mean,
I knew he was going to be on it, and I will say that I am sad it seems like he is gone. I thought this was going to be, like, a thing.
Like, why would you cast somebody that pretty and then... not ever really shown their face.
I know. I think they did that intentionally.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like, we're going to have the most good-looking, attractive dude on our show, and we're going to cover him in warts.
And all I thought about is, so, guys, if anyone has seen my shows, you'll probably hear me mention this before. I'm allergic to latex, and I just kept on thinking about his, all the stuff they put on him, and I was like, I would have died. If I was that actor and I went in there and they're like, we're going to couple you, like, put you in pimple warts, it would have all been latex and I would have died. And
he had an allergic reaction to it.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my gosh. That makes
they
me
didn't
feel
test over his neck.
Good.
Oh my
gosh. He wasn't all over everywhere, but, like, he had it. He had an allergic reaction. I remember I was there shooting. He was shooting one thing and I was shooting another, but. We're friends. So he was like, I got some. I didn't really feel. He's like, I think I'm breaking out. I'm like, ooh.
Was like it like a chemical burn? I wonder.
Oh, yeah. Or latex. You know, we could be allergic.
And well, because usually they have to test you. Like, I'm sure if you've ever been put in prosthetics, they make sure to test you before they put that on your skin, right?
Do they? Do they really? I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, but if they don't, like, what? See, that's when you're like, yes, producers, I will sue you.
No. Well, you know, at least his throat didn't close like the 2% chance I'd have when I have my EpiPen. Just 2%, you guys. It's never happened in my life. I just have that stupid thing that, you know, I'm supposed to stick in myself. But I looked at him on screen and I could smell the latex. That's all I have to say. But it was an amazing storyline with him and Chanel number 5. You know, happy to see her find a little bit of
love. She had a little bit of love last season.
Well, she had the twins. Like,
she has bad luck.
Yeah, I just...
She does have a little bit of bad luck.
Yeah.
She tries.
Terrible luck, and no one ever believes a word she says.
Well, and it's funny, because I wonder if next week's episode is going to open up with the police interrogating her again, because she's at the scene of the crime of a murder. So, it's like, Chanel number 5, you're the only person who's been at both murders, so everybody's, of course, going to still think it's you.
And the other Chanels don't stick up for her at all.
I know.
That's kind of so the sad. Point, yeah. I think, though.
It's so sad. But it made me happy in the finale of last season when Chanel number 1 was like, me and number 5 have become best friends.
Yeah.
It made me happy, but, you know, apparently number 5 has gone off her meds, so she's not cool anymore.
Oh my gosh, that scene where she was yelling and kicking those guys, and then she's like, I'm sorry, I just am off my meds.
Well, did that not remind you guys of the episode and the scene in season 1 when the girls are in the Chanels are in a cafeteria and they just beat the crap out of a bunch of guys in the cafeteria? Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and I kind of like that about the show because, like, these girls are mean. They, like, idiot hookers, like, they talk about, like, they talk about weight stuff. All, like, they, like, cross the line so much that that's what it makes it kind of okay. But so I like to be reminded within the show that they're like, no, we still stick up against bullies. Like, you know, even though the Chanels are probably the number one bullies, they're kind of so over the top that we can kind of forgive them. But, like, the other bullies in the show, they stick up against them.
Their bullying is acceptable to each other.
Exactly.
To this particular...
Because...
That's their language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're such good friends. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
No.
Shouldn't be the friendship you're looking up to, I would say.
No.
It's called toxic
acceptable
relationship.
Acceptable bullying.
Do you know it's another toxic relationship?
Acceptable bullying.
Who?
Which one?
I'm talking about Chad.
Okay,
oh,
yes.
Because Chad is back, guys.
You guys, Chad is back. And it's a thing, and I am very excited
about
it.
It's a thing.
There's nothing I love more than the man-off between John Stamos
and
Glenn Powell.
That scene, they have, every once in a while on this show, there will be, or every episode, there's that one scene that is like, so, and to me, it was that shower scene. And the closing, and the opening, and the walking in, and even the just like, this could not get, you know, before this gets any more homoerotic, and he's like, yeah, I don't think it can, or whatever.
Touched wieners.
Not just touched wieners, but talked about it, too.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, yes, we're doing this. Yes, we're winking at you. Yes, we're having this whole scene where... And it's great because you know that there are a ton of gay guys watching this show. They're like, yes! He's doing the shower! And we love it, too.
Same me.
I'm going to go with it.
I just remember when, Glenn and I were trying to get together, like, a month or two ago, and I was like, hey, let's go out for drinks and grab dinner, and he's just like, oh, man, they have me naked so much on Scream Queens. I literally am no fun. I can't drink. I can't eat. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, believe me, it's going to be worth it, but I'm not fun to hang out with right now. And now I know.
Yes.
I saw more of him than I think I've ever seen. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Vodka. Come on.
I know, right? We could just drink straight vodka, right?
Well, it was an amazing scene. I would have loved to have been, like, a fly on the wall.
Yes.
I'm assuming they were dying laughing in between takes.
We're doing push-ups.
Oh, right? Just like, hold on. Hold on one sec. Let me just drop and do 20. Right back.
Yeah.
This happens, though.
No!
Oh man, now I really wish I was there.
Wait, who have you been on set with when somebody stopped and just started doing push-ups?
Men.
So many guys. Really? Then they have to be shirtless. They'll just drop and start like doing push-ups.
They think like that's going to make them look. I know,
it
I've seen
it. It pumps up the muscles. Yeah. And they do it. It's crazy. It's like every time they go. I'm just go.
It's like, have you ever seen anyone fart doing that? I mean, that would be like kind of a normal, and that would be kind of great if you saw a guy just, you know, pump an iron down there and then whoops.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
I think that would be kind of a natural thing, but
if they started doing yoga or a downward dog, that would be I might believe it. But push-ups, you know, that your butt's flexed, so I don't think a lot of air can get out.
Good point. Or like deadlifts or something. Maybe then something. I don't know. How did we get?
I don't know how we got talking about
it. Actually, someone in the chat, Renji, right? Here. Like what they say?
Renji John Stamos said he wanted to show his butt, but they said no. We did get a slight, like, we saw the edge. Like, we saw a crack. We did see a little bit of crack tonight.
He looked like he worked out and shaved for that scene.
I know. I was like, does John Stamos wax his chest or
shaved or waxed? For sure.
He did something.
I feel like he's been waxing Greek, his whole life, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. He has to have a hair.
Laura, here's a good question. When you worked on Fuller House, which is, you know, you're going to be an upcoming character, did you get to work with John at all?
I'm trying to remember if I saw hair on his chest. Yes, I did. The answer is yes. So I'm just trying to remember the hair on his chest. No. Yeah, I did. It was fun.
Love him. Loved, you know, Uncle Jesse. I said at some point this season, I think they're going to do, like, a Jesse's Girl montage.
Yes.
Of some sort and have him doing something. I really
they have to. Walking. Well, because they already, Taylor Lautner already did the kind of Twilight reference. Instead of I run warm, I run cold. And so you're like, oh, yay, thank you. Like, yeah. All our Twihards out there.
In the previews for the episode in 2 weeks has something
yes,
Twilight-ish
in it.
Yes,
I think we do get some more answers as far as that is concerned. As, you know,
yeah, as far as
whatever he is. That. But yeah, you know, Chad goes head-to-head with Holt because of, let's talk about the really hilarious scene between Chanel and
oh my
Holt
gosh.
In the movie theaters.
Oh yeah.
That was gold.
That was great. My gosh.
All I could think was, oh my gosh, Emma Roberts just got to kiss John Stamos.
But did they?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
It like went up.
Yeah, it went
as
up.
It.
I was like, did they?
I don't know. Wait, guys, you know what the best part of that was though when he's like our May December date? I loved that. That was so funny.
I thought the best part was when he grabbed the food from me. I was like,
oh yeah,
I was like,
good.
Me too, same.
Do you have a hand that's been implanted on you, Becca? Because what Dr. Holt has is a hand of a murderous badminton player that would find people off of Craigslist and play them and murder them because they didn't win.
This is what I think is so surprising with Chad's character this season is Chad's like the smart guy this episode. Like last season he was so dumb. Yes, he's very like uber masculine and very obsessed with what he looks like, and he still has the Radwell kind of like weirdo when we see him describing the story about him and his friend Randall, but he figures this out. He hires an investigator, he like confronts him, he's like, I'm gonna get you, and it's like this was never a side of Chad we've seen. We have not seen this side of Chad, so
yeah, definitely seeing a more clever, investigative version of him.
You never know, you know, Chad just, you know, had a little bit of money, as we found out by the end of the episode, which we will talk about, but until then, I think we have some things to talk about here.
We do. Our producer just came in.
There was no crawling.
There
on
was
the floor.
No
what?
Crawling.
By the way, guys.
Oh my gosh, I've heard about this. Okay, yes. Cool. So, you guys, there's a really awesome new fantasy novel coming out called Crooked Kingdom. Think Harry Potter meets Game of Thrones. So, if that doesn't like entice you, I don't know what will. It's coming out. Hold up. I just got this. I'm so sorry, guys. So it picks up where Six of Crows left off. So it is a continuation of a trilogy. It's the Gersha trilogy. Please don't kill me if I said that wrong. Kaz Brekker is a ragtag band of thieves are hiding out in the city of Ketterdam, surrounded by gathering forces of magic, power, and it's going to be all-out war. Their only hope to survive is to con their way out. So this also, it seems like it has more than just Harry Potter and Game of Thrones in it. Seems like it has a lot of fun things. So, yeah, Six of Crows, a book that came before it, was a New York New York Times bestseller and a USA Today bestseller. So, yeah, you guys make sure you check out that book.
Sounds really good, actually. I've been looking for a good read.
Yeah. So you can learn more about Crooked Kingdom and all the Gersha novels at leebardugo.com.
Awesome.
Check it.
Boom. There you go, Steven.
Thank you, Keith. Back to Chad. Can you tell them a little bit more?
I'm so sorry
Chad?
To interrupt about Chad.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, you know, I just need to talk a little bit more about Chad. You know, you're right. He did find him out, and he wants Chanel back for some reason or another.
There's always references to her box.
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe she's the one that has teeth, and it's not number five.
No, because she and Chad have boned, and he apparently still has a penis.
But he's also bone number five, right?
Yeah,
this is bone. Oh, yes, you're right.
This is what the benefit is when you watch it all so recently.
I love that about shows.
But yeah, I think he's done the rounds with all the Chanels, and
none of them have teeth in their vaginas.
No, nobody's got teeth in vaginas, but there's so many references to Chanel number one's
box,
perfect little
hoo-ha.
I always think that's one of the things that I think is so hilarious about the show is this is something that we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're calling it a box.
Saying, and I'm not on HBO. Okay. Great.
Well, something that just I want to throw in there that's fun is I was reading an article that Ryan Murphy was being interviewed. I don't remember. I'll tweet it. I'm not sure what website it was on, but did anyone here watch Popular or know about Popular? It was Ryan Murphy's first television show.
Yeah. Yes.
And it had really good cast, and it was kind of a combination of this and Glee. Mm-hmm. It was very much this, though, and I was reading today that he was talking about how he couldn't really talk about homosexuals at all on the show, and that the main two characters kind of are lesbians a little bit, and it got canceled, and it was basically because the network kept on saying, it was the WB at the time, and they kept on saying, you know, like, they didn't like this, and make this person less gay kind of thing, and this show just kind of makes me feel like this is what he finally got to do, and, you know, from that show.
Mm. Well, and I feel like whenever they're probably like, you can't say this on cable, he's like, okay, change that word to box. We can say box. Yeah. He, like, finds these loopholes, or the writers of the show. I know that's a huge writing team, and they have such creative ways to really cross the line in dirty ways. And
yeah, but I think we also live in a time now
where
it's so much more socially acceptable at 9 p.m. on a major primetime network to say and do certain things. I mean, think about Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder and some of the salacious stuff that is in that are on those shows. I mean, Scream Queens is definitely pushing the edges of the box.
Yeah.
Instead of being out of the box, but pushing the edges out so that we have a little bit of a wider scope. Like, a 10-year-old isn't going to watch this show.
I hope not.
But it's giving a little bit of what we get when we watch movies, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
That are PG-13 or
it's like when watching you watch Shrek as an adult and you get so many more jokes because so many more things, like, you're like, oh, okay, that's what that meant. I didn't get that when I was a child.
Absolutely.
I need to rewatch Shrek, apparently.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
You'd learn some things.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Let's give you with a new mind now. Our dirty influences. Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Hester. We gotta see Hester.
Yes. She looks crazy.
Oh, it was so good.
Leah Michele.
I loved that.
Phenomenal.
Very straight up Silence of the Lambs happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, this was probably my favorite performance of Lea Michele's ever. I watched Glee. So. I saw her in Spring Awakening when I was younger on Broadway. Like, this to me was... I loved her so much in this.
Me too.
She just is so creepy. Like, but like crooked, crazy creepy.
She's
like,
playing good crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
good.
She's doing a real good job with her crazy. I will say, Spring Awakening is still my favorite thing she's ever done.
I do love it.
She was also very young, and, you know, I mean, it's just a totally different type of acting. But this was, this craziness, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you're really good at playing crazy, girl. Mm-hmm. I like this.
I felt like there was a little bit of her Glee character, in especially in this scene, because
Rachel
Berry always would talk very, very, very fast and like never blink. And this, in this one scene, I don't think she blinked once talking to them, and like just brrr, with all like the lines she had to say. I was like, props, girl.
She's impressively good at that. She's talking fast.
I know this is gross, but can you read that comment? Because I did not see that.
Where?
This one.
Oh my god, the guy threw the sperm, wants you to know. What?
Wait, what?
Okay,
what?
He said... Anilda Rivera, oh my god, that guy threw sperm on Chanel number one and number three licked it off?
It was frosting.
It was supposed to be... What was it?
It was frosting.
Oh! Birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
Birthday icing.
Yeah, it was icing from a birthday cake, guys.
Well,
that maybe.
Why would he have a birthday cake in his cell? That is a great point.
Oh my gosh, I didn't get that. Yeah. This is
why I love doing this show, because we're talking about it together. When you watch it alone, you're not going to like think about that.
You're like,
but,
birthday cake.
That's a reference to Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
So
it wasn't sperm.
When she walks past the cell, the guy throws sperm out of his cell.
It is sperm. Okay.
I don't know what it was in the show, but that's a reference to
the
Lambs.
Yeah. Okay. So it is, like, it's a joke. But it's a joke on Signs of the Lambs. So basically, if you know Signs of the Lambs, you're thinking sperm. But
yeah, we can all go to our own conclusions. But thank you for pointing that out, because I love that about this show, because there are these little weird secret lines that I feel like the writers put in that only a certain niche of people will know and understand.
Yeah,
and now that's been pointed out. So, you know. She's been through it all.
She really has, hasn't she?
Yeah. Now
you know. I was like, oh my god, I can't.
My mind is like, can you read it, please?
My mind is going to stick to the cake thing.
Oh dear. Also, we need to talk about Dean Munch a little bit, because she has this disease. I do not believe her at all.
I don't believe her.
Yep, no. Mm-mm.
I believed it at first, but maybe I'm gullible.
Unless they're setting it up for an end for her to exit the series. If they want to kill her off at the end.
No!
I don't know! No. I don't know, guys.
They could just kill her then.
They could just...
Because there's a killer.
This is true.
I mean, anyone can die on this show.
I almost thought we were going to lose Chanel number 5.
We cannot. There is no way we can lose Chanel number 5.
We can't lose
any of the Chanels. They are, like, such a crucial part to this show. Yeah. I mean, they're one-liners every episode. I would die if any of the Chanels died.
One of them, secretly?
I am one of them. I am the green meanie.
You'll die with them.
I won't kill them, so it's cool.
But you kind of want an element of surprise. You kind of want, killed that person.
Mm-hmm. It's like Game of Thrones. Like that's what you love it when none of your characters are safe. I think that's more fun, because then you never know. Like, you can't be guessing, you can't be figuring it out on your own. Like, if nobody's safe, then you know you're on the edge of your seat the entire episode.
Okay, but Chanel number 5 needs to stay.
Obviously, I think that she is the smartest one. Actually, pretty sure she is the smartest one.
It's debatable.
She's the most intuitive one.
Yes, that's a great...
She's the most intuitive one, not necessarily the smartest one.
She says some of the stupidest
things.
Yes.
But she's the most, I'm on to this situation and nobody believes her.
Yeah.
So she's underestimated.
And I feel that is me. I relate to her so much, honestly. I feel like I will say things and I'm like, this is what's going to happen. Everyone says I'm crazy. And then a year later, they're like, oh my God, I said this was going to happen and it happened. I was like, no, I said it was going to happen.
Did you also have an imaginary boyfriend in high school?
Maybe.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I died. I went to an all-girls school, so, like, yeah, maybe.
A little bit. Also her video.
The funny video. Sarah McLachlan.
So great.
It's
emotional.
Oh my gosh, it was perfect. I love the pop culture references that continue to happen. You know, sadly, it looks like Tyler died, but there was the machine that was trying to help him in there with the green meanie. So that's what I thought, right? It looked like there was a laser on him.
There's a laser on him, but it had some green goo. But there's no telling. I mean, you don't know what this green goo can do.
What can the green goo do?
Maybe the green goo is the key to fixing all these diseases. I don't know. But then he's killing all these people before they can get their diseases.
Maybe he's trying to create an army.
That's what I was thinking as well.
I just wrote down, building army of sick people is an actual note.
Like a zombie hospital.
Because, yes. I mean, these people that he's killing, they're a little scary looking. And if you're putting together all of these people, I am sorry.
No, you're just as bad
all of these people, I am a Chanel. And putting them together, who knows?
Why would they want to kill poor Tyler?
I know. Why would they want to kill poor Tyler?
Because he had figured it out.
And of course, you know, this is the typical Scream thing. I figured out who the killer is.
R.I.P.
Adios.
So that has to be why.
Yeah.
On that note, though, guys, we only have a couple minutes left. I want to get into some questions that we have for Laura.
Okay.
Even more questions that we have, which I'm super excited about. So continue to ask them on the chat. I will start off the first question, in addition to all of my other questions that I've asked you. Because I'm super excited she's here. Not gonna lie. When you get a role like this that you know is in a flashback, obviously you knew it was in a flashback, like, how did you kind of anticipate the rest of the season working for you?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. All you're getting is the information of this character initially. So I even walked in and, you know, I didn't know that there would be a romantic element with the doctor, with Jerry O'Connell's character in the second episode, but I had some indication of it. And the way that I originally played episode one, when we threw the body into the water, you're just going to leave him here? They took the take that I was scared, but I also did a take where I was like, you're just going to leave him here? You know, that turns me on, right? So I didn't know, do you want to have like this sort of like, I'm turned on by this terrible act, or that I'm terrified from it? Your call. So I have to give options. And I have to go, okay, well, I'm going to have, she's obviously annoyed. She is more interested in partying than being a nurse. Yep. She kind of has some control in the hospital because she knows, she kind of gets around. She knows people. She knows the doctor. And then she commits this terrible crime with this person. So every episode I learn more about what the character is. And I'm hoping that the character that I've created can naturally go into that place. And sometimes I have to take a really sharp left turn or a really sharp right turn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good metaphor for it as an actor. Because I would think, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to go this way. Let's just do it.
Yeah, if I make her selfish. If I make her someone that's like, oh, I just want to party. I'm dealing with these crazy dead people and these sick people all the time. Ugh, you know? Mm-hmm. And have her be all about the fun, then I can have her have a little bit of an attitude in general in whatever she's dealing with.
Absolutely.
A while ago in the chat, we had a lot of other questions and people are starting to send more in. But they want to go back to the Jumanji movie. They want to know, do you know about the new Jumanji coming out?
And how
do you feel about it?
I feel like it's great. I have a good friend, Reese Darby, who's in the movie. Very excited about it. And it's been 20 years. It's 20 years since the movie came out.
Wow.
So, yeah, been a while. I'm aging myself. But
you're a vampire. It's okay. Just like Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of act like a vampire too. Good. I sleep during the day and wake at night. But
same.
But yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it'll be great. I wish I was in it.
There's still time. They're shooting it right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jumanji people.
Just walk on set and be like,
Hawaii.
Hey.
They're shooting it. Nick Jonas was just in. I just saw the Rock tweeted a picture of Nick Jonas, and he did Scream Queen, so.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know. Yeah. It really seems like the next thing.
Well, they would be beyond lucky, if fortunate, to have you, because Scream Queens has you in their, dark claw, and we're not going to let you go.
So another question. Who is your favorite Chanel?
I like Chanel. I like Chanel number one. I think Emma Roberts is so good. She is just so. Her timing, her comedic timing is so great, and I don't know. She's my favorite.
I would agree with you.
Who's the Chanel you relate most to? Going off that.
I don't know if I relate to any.
That's probably good.
Who do you relate to? I know you want to say.
Five.
Five is
definitely relatable.
I can be a little bossy pants. Maybe number one.
I will also say, guys, I ordered these earmuffs off of Amazon, and they've taken forever to get to me, and they said they were going to get here today, and
I'm
really
pissed.
You need
to put you need to put some, like, muffy things on these headphones.
Yes.
Yeah.
In honor.
I know, and I ordered some, and I was going to, do some kind of crafty thing with them once I got them. I was very excited. They had rhinestones, and they're pink, but Amazon, they did not come today, like you promised.
So I also want to know, besides Scream Queens, I know you said you had just come from a meeting. What do you have coming up for things? You just shot a movie, you said, drinking wine.
Well, I'm doing Fuller House. I think that's coming out on Thanksgiving. I
can't wait.
That episode. I'm doing a movie, a Christmas movie on Up. Called Season's Greetings. Comes out December 11th, which is actually really funny. Really funny, really cute. Ooh. Movie. That's what I was filming in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing a show called Documentary Now. I did an episode of. It's with Fred Armistead and Bill Hader.
Love that.
And then, so that's coming out. And then I have a movie I'm doing in November, but that won't come out for a while, so...
Awesome. So those are the things we can know about.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm doing a show called The Guest Book, but I don't think that's coming out for a while either. It's a new Greg Garcia show. Ooh. On TBS.
Ooh.
So it's really cool because every episode it takes place in a cabin, and every episode is the different guests that write in the guest book, and so it kind of like there's some main central characters, but the main characters are like different people who come and
that's
these crazy cool. different that's things that happen
awesome.
In the cabin.
That's a cool
I
concept.
I like that idea, yeah.
Me too. Well, don't worry. We won't forget. We remember everything.
You guys, this is really funny, and so I want to do this since you're here. So you know the game FMK? I won't say the F word, but screw, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah,
they want us to screw, marry, kill with all the Chanels. Screw, marry, so, like, with the three girls. The Chanel characters.
Oh, well, screw number one, right? Marry number five, kill number three.
I would agree.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know, guys. On that note, let's get into some
predictions. Is it terrible that I'm the only one that answered that? That is so
agree
rude.
With you, I completely
we'll
agree.
We'll tell you.
Sam, you got to kill the weird and boring one.
Listen, this is how I feel about it. Have we said one thing about number three? And I think she's awesome. There's not enough feature for her.
Yeah.
So it's like, majority of the time, you're really focused on number one and number five. Mm-hmm. So,
number three is kind of there.
See, no, three, well.
She's always hilarious and sarcastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This sarcastic.
Oh, and maybe you would want to marry her because that would be like a little more
peaceful,
grounded, and funny.
Yeah.
And a little less chaotic, and less you wouldn't have to worry about the meds.
And she won't.
So maybe you would kill number five.
Yeah. And you could say whatever you wanted because she's wearing earmuffs. So.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, that's the perfect mate.
It's like my grandma on her hearing aids.
Exactly. All right, Renee, let's start with you for these predictions.
Predictions? Okay, so I definitely think that they're building some sort of army with the sick people. I think that's why they're stealing the bodies after. Also, I don't trust Chamberlain. And now I don't trust Zayday because that's a good point. So I don't know. Okay, here's the thing, though. With Dr. Munch, I want to believe her sickness just because it's so ridiculous that, like, it's almost as if the audience is supposed to be like, that there's no way this is a thing. Like, she has to be faking it.
Yeah.
So that she looks more, you know, a little, like, murdery. But I don't think she's actually guilty of anything. And I do think she's sick just because this show would have something that ridiculous on it.
Don't eat people.
Yeah, I want to believe Munch. And what she has to say about the sickness? First, I believed her as the episode got closer to the end, I didn't, but I'm kind of believing that. And I do think the army thing is completely accurate. Oh, gosh.
I got one. Yeah. This one's one of the ones from the chat, and I completely agree with it, so I have to give Renji90998 a shout-out for this. But I absolutely agree. Christy Alley's character was the pregnant wife.
Yeah.
And I think that Chamberlain was the baby, and I think the baby died, and the baby is now Chamberlain. I think Chamberlain's a ghost. I think he is.
Well, I don't think...
Tell me.
I don't think about the ghost thing.
Yeah. You know what? Let's listen to her. Or let's not.
No, or not. I mean, no. Maybe I don't know. But that's interesting.
Because other people see him. I mean, unless I watch this back and I'm realizing it's only Zayday and Munch that are interacting with him, I'm gonna recon and I'm gonna rewatch the two episodes and see how he interacts with their characters, because that would be an interesting point.
Dr. Stamos interacted with him.
Dr. Stamos?
Okay. We all knew what you were talking about.
You knew what happened.
The only thing that makes me not think that is because we saw in next week's preview, Taylor Lautner's character says something about, like, I'm dead. Something like that. We got a preview.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would have two characters this season, like, be dead for, like, different reasons, whether or not he's a vampire and then this guy's a ghost. I don't know. I feel like that would almost be like...
But see, this is what I think. Okay, Dr. Stamos is Frankenstein. Dr. Lautner is a vampire, which is just so funny because he was Dr. Lautner. We have a ghost. We have the creature from the Black Lagoon. We have all of Universal's main horror creatures that are now... somewhat in this hospital.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what I think. That's the route I think they're going this season.
I think...
Classic horror.
Yeah, I do think there
Classic horror in horror.
Yes, exactly, both.
Yes, I mean, that is what horror movies are, aren't they?
Scream Queen.
Yes.
There we go.
I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of connections to last season, and Hester is going to... you know, be in it full frontal. That's not what I mean.
But,
you know, she is going to be coming into the hospital. She's going to get what she wants. They're going to look on Craigslist and going to find the crap that she wants from, like, the dead French people. And she is going to connect everything. And remember Boone last season? You know, he was a bit obvious, right?
My buddy Boone.
Because he was stupid.
Boone.
I honestly, guys, I think that's Chamberlain a little bit to me. Chamberlain is the Boone of the season.
No, you cannot compare Boone to Chamberlain at this point. Boone's no. I don't know. I disagree.
No, I'm doing
Boone
it.
Boone was on a whole nother level.
Yeah. Well, let me know if you agree with me, if you agree with everybody else, because I'm on an island by myself. But
I'm like almost there. Like, yeah. I feel like in the middle. I'm not like completely against it.
Renee's with me.
Got you, girl.
And Laura is shaking her head, so, you know,
I don't know. I think you might be... You guys are on to a lot of things that I've thought about, and so... You know? I hope that you guys are satisfied with what fuck cup.
Well, I'm sure regardless we will be, and we are very satisfied with having you here this evening. Thank you so much. You're our first guest of the season.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And this was a great way, a great way to start the rest of the season. Thank you so much for being here again. So where can everyone find you on social media one more time, Laura?
At Laura Bell Bundy. And yeah, you spelt it correctly. There's no E at the E on the bell at the end. At Laura Bell Bundy is where you can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on I think Snapchat too.
Ooh, heck. I'm gonna add you on that one.
Instagram
too.
Is my favorite, I have to admit. Same. Snapchat's hard.
Instagram's the best.
All right, let's start with you, Renee.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com.
I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Hi guys, Keaton Markey here again. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
And you can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. My birthday is on Sunday, and so if you want to wish me a happy birthday, it's the last one in my 20s, so I think, I'm going to jump in a river. I'm just kidding. Maybe. Maybe not. But
well, there are no rivers here. They're all dried up.
This is true.
You're right. There's no water, so I'm doomed because I'll be here forever. I'm a vampire of Los Angeles. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you can find AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And we loved, loved, loved having our first guest here.
It was so much fun. Thanks, guys.
And please continue to comment, tweet at us, and tweet at Laura Bell Bundy.
Tweet at me, guys. I'll tweet you back while I'm driving. It'll be super safe.
But she's not drinking tonight, so we're good.
No, we're good. We're good on that front.
Just thank tweeting you. And driving.
Till later. Till I start drunk tweeting you.
I'm looking forward to
give
that.
Me about a half hour.
Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.